All right, welcome.
Welcome.
All right, welcome.
Good evening.
Welcome. Welcome to Forgotten Failures.
Okay.
All right, guys. Welcome. Welcome to Forgotten Failures.
Welcome, one and all.
Today, we're going to talk about some trailers.
Damn it.
We have to introduce ourselves.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Daryl.
This is Mike.
This is also Mike.
Welcome, one and all, to Forgotten Failures Podcast.
Welcome to the awkward introductions.
Today is another trailer episode. Isn't that right, everybody?
It is correct.
By everybody, I mean everybody except Lindsay, because once again, she's not here for this mini episode.
Lindsay's a poo-poo pants.
Week after week, we keep recording mini episodes, and Lindsay persists in not being here.
I think she's taking a stance against trailer episodes.
Yeah. Women, huh?
What?
Right. But, you know...
enough with the misogyny.
You know what did have a woman in it? The trailer for the movie Blind Fear.
But first, I want to say
that we watched the trailers that were on the VHS of the movie One Man Force, which is a fantastic loose cannon cop movie starring the world's biggest loose cannon cop, John Matuszak.
But that sounds like a coming soon right there.
Yeah. But first, we watched the trailer for Blind Fear.
Then perhaps...
What do I get if I kill this blind woman?
You can begin to imagine what it's like to experience...
Don't be afraid.
Blind Fear.
The trailer for Blind Fear stars somebody named Shelley Hack as a blind woman. You see her walking around, all blind and stuff. Most of the time, she's just in her house. But apparently, some people knocked over a
Well, we didn't watch the whole thing.
They stole the money from a bank truck. One of the guys who stole the money is Kim Coates. He's the big bad guy in this movie. I love Kim Coates. I think we all do. He was in The Last Boy Scout. He was in Innocent Blood.
And he was also the fetus that was taken from Joaquin's fetus when they were like separating in the zygote
stage. He does look a lot
stage.
Like Joaquin Phoenix, but he's a little bit older.
Yeah.
And so he, most of the movie seems to be kind of a Wait Until Dark type movie, except in the place of Audrey Hepburn, there is an actress named Shelley Hack, who was on Charlie's Angels a few years earlier, and chasing her around is... Joaquin Phoenix / Kim Coates. She at one point is doing a Rubik's Cube, so she knows she's both blind and smart.
Yep.
And at one point she lights a match, and you think, no, blind woman, you're eliminating your best advantage over these people. You're lighting a match in the darkness. But then she throws it at the gasoline, and I guess that's probably how she defeats this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the entire movie. Apparently, they robbed this bank truck, and then they stored the money in her house or something, and then they come back and try to get it.
Yeah, I don't know why they were breaking into their house. It was her and her old buddy. I don't know if it was her grandpa or dad.
He's credited as telephone repairman.
Yeah. Okay, really? Okay, well, he's also the skate shop owner from Mighty Ducks 2, Hans.
Good find on that, Mike.
Not his brother Jan, it's his brother
Hans.
See,
I doubted that, because I looked up Mighty Ducks, and I said, nobody in this movie was in Blind Fear, but you said,
nope.
Mighty Ducks 2 had a different old German guy as a different skate shop owner.
That dude's in D2, Mighty Ducks.
See, Mike R is our resident, like, encyclopedia of Mighty Ducks knowledge.
Yeah.
Rarely
this was the Mighty Ducks with the Knuckle Puck, and Keenan, and the Bash Brothers, and Adam Banks was friends with everybody in this one. Yeah. They also play Team Jamaica.
All things that are way more coherent.
Yeah. And Team Iceland.
Than anything in Blind Fear.
Oh, yeah, Team Iceland. The damn bullies.
Yeah, Team Iceland.
A bunch of snobs.
Sure. So if you don't, Team dentist, Iceland.
What's his last... Oh, man, I forget his name.
I think his name was Dr. Dentist Smith. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
D2 is a great movie.
So if you're not a coathead like me who watches anything with Kim Coates in it, you might be attracted by actor Jan Rubis, who plays the telephone repairman.
And, you know, if you're just into a kind of a Mrs. Magoo meets Home Alone scenario, then this is a great movie for you, too.
That's right.
Yeah, she looked like a terrible actress playing a blind person. Did not look very convincible.
Mm-hmm.
Convincing.
Convincible.
That's
she was convinced
word.
That she was in peril.
Yeah, this
they
is
convinced
true.
Her of that pretty well.
Yeah.
Which begs the last line of the trailer. What do I get if I kill this blind woman?
And with that, we'll move on to our next trailer.
Robert Conrad.
I'm not a machine.
Assassin.
Assassin, which was basically a lot of punches and kicks and busting through floors and robots.
He also pushed a woman's desk towards her, squeezing her between it and the wall. Yeah, I guess that's how he assassinated her.
Yeah, this was actually a movie that I think I want to watch. It looked pretty badass, and it looked very just crazy enough to where it was entertaining.
So I thought that until I found out that the title was Assassin.
Yeah, that was a cop out.
Couldn't it be called like Robo Assassin or Russian Assassin Conrad, starring Robert Conrad?
Or even better, I think a great name would be Russian Terminator.
Yeah, yeah. Which Assassin would have fit perfectly for.
In the title of Russian Terminator. Yeah. But, I think we should really like get the two creative departments on both of those movies, who have probably died many years ago.
I think what happened is the cover sheet for both of these scripts got switched. And then they ended up as their own movies.
I don't think this guy was Russian.
Yeah, well.
He's a cyborg.
The other Russian Terminator wasn't a ninja.
This guy is a Terminator, but he's not a ninja.
Yeah, but he's kind of like a Terminator James Bond, because he's always wearing a suit.
Yeah, he's like actually like fixing his tie while getting shot, because I guess that's badass.
Yeah, definitely.
So according to IMDb, Blind Fear was 1989. This movie is 1986, so I guess it was released on video several years later than that. And it looks almost like a movie from the early 70s.
Yeah, especially with the title. It's
Everybody's wearing suits, and they're in these generic-looking office buildings.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, the robot jumps out a window, and another guy says, "Has this thing never heard of elevators?"
Quip.
But then he says, "I'm not a machine." So obviously there's some sort of conflict and some sort of emotional thing where the machine realizes he's a machine.
The machine starts to think.
It's breaking Asimov's laws.
Yeah. Watch out for Skynet.
You're only allowed to assassinate humans, not yourself.
Yeah. But nonetheless.
It's really angsty.
Nonetheless, I kind of want to see it.
I do. I like any trailer that starts out with just like a silenced pistol shot.
Yep.
Someone being thrown from a window and then just somebody opening the door to their house and being punched in the face.
Yeah. The first 5 seconds of the trailer was like a montage of this guy killing people 3 times.
Yeah. It was awesome. Anytime you can open a door and just get punched, that's an okay in my book.
Okay. Who would you like to punch you when you next open your door?
Who would I like to punch me?
Yeah. Which member of the Mighty Ducks?
Which member of the Mighty Ducks?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would have to say Connie, just because I think maybe I'm getting a little sexist here, but I think she wouldn't pack a heavy punch.
What about the guy who's always farting?
Goldberg?
Yeah,
Goldberg probably.
Yeah, I think Goldberg probably couldn't punch either. He was kind of a wuss.
I feel like he's a wuss, but I feel like he's got a lot of anger from being the guy who farts a lot.
Yeah, whoever it is, I don't want it to be Fulton Reed, because that guy would break my face open.
Yeah, if you set either him or Goldberg to assassinate somebody, they're going to really try hard and really try to do it properly.
Yeah. This is true.
How about John?
Hans?
Or Hans.
Yeah.
Either
skate
brother.
Skate shop owner?
either brother.
The other skate shop owner?
Yes. Skate shop owning runs in the family.
Okay. Yes.
Well, also the name John.
Yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't think somebody named the German version of John would be the brother of somebody named the Swedish version of John.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Well, it happens in this family.
So unlike the trailers on Carnosaur 2, I think the trailers on One Man Force are kind of similar to One Man Force and would appeal to the same people. So despite the overall genericness of the movies, I think they were a success.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I mean, you know, I kind of want to see both of them.
Yeah.
As long as we can come up with an alternate title for Assassin.
Yeah.
Let me call him Floor Assassin.
Metal Assassin. Robot Assassin.
Robots.
Robot Terminator.
Cyborg.
Robot Cyborg Android Terminator.
Android Assassin. That sounds kind of cool.
That does sound
Assassin
cool.
Android.
Assassin Android. I like the alliteration.
Yeah.
Asteroid.
Double A.